Above this narrow space, a ghostly gentle wind hoots endlessly through it, bringing a smell of dust and the groan of the elevators. It is the bottom of the sixth floor, and here is a square trapdoor about 30 inches on a side. Bill installed it himself. He's handy with tools, which is one of the things Sharon appreciates about him. He flips the trapdoor up, letting in muted light from above, then grabs his briefcase by the handle. As he sticks his head into the space between floors, water rushes gustily down the fat bathroom conduit 20 or 30 feet north of his present position. An hour from now, when the people in the building start their coffee breaks, that sound will be as constant and as rhythmic as waves breaking on a beach. Bill hardly notices this or any of the other interfloor sounds. He's used to them. He climbs carefully to the top of the stepladder, then boosts himself through into his sixth-floor office, leaving Bill down on 5. Up here, he is Willie again, just as he was in high school, just as he was in Vietnam, where he was sometimes known as Baseball Willie. This upper office has a sturdy workshop look, with coils and motors and vents stacked neatly on metal shelves and what looks like a filter of some kind squatting on one corner of the desk. It is an office, however. There's a typewriter, a dictaphone, an in-out basket full of papers, also window dressing, which he periodically rotates like a farmer rotating crops, and file cabinets, lots of file cabinets. On one wall is a Norman Rockwell painting of a family praying over Thanksgiving dinner. Behind the desk is a framed studio portrait of Willie in his first lieutenant's uniform, taken in Saigon shortly before he won his Silver Star for action at the site of the helicopter crash outside of Dong Ha. And next to it is a blow-up of his honorable discharge, also framed. The name on the sheet is William Shearman, and here his decorations are duly noted. He saved Sullivan's life on the trail outside the Ville. The citation accompanying the Silver Star says so. The men who survived Dong Ha said so. And more important than either of those, Sullivan said so. It's the first thing he said when they wound up in San Francisco together at the hospital known as the Pussy Palace. "You saved my life, man." Willie sitting on Sullivan's bed, Willie with one arm still bandaged and salve all around his eyes, but really okay. Yeah, he was cruising. It was Sullivan who had been badly hurt. That was the day the AP photographer took their picture, the photo that appeared in newspapers all over the country, including the Harwich Journal. "He took my hand," Willie thinks, as he stands there in his sixth-floor office, with Bill Shearman now a floor down. Above the studio portrait and his discharge is a poster from the 60s. This item, not framed and starting to yellow at the edges, shows the peace sign. Below it, in red, white, and blue, is this punchline, "Track of the Great American Chicken." "He took my hand," he thinks again. Yes, Sullivan had done that, and Willie had come within an ace of leaping to his feet and running back down the ward, screaming. He had been positive that Sullivan would say, "I know what you did, you and your friends Doolin and O'Meara. Did you think she wouldn't tell me?"